Today's daf is daf tzadik zayin, and we learned yesterday that a woman can sell shelo bebeit din. It was a machloket whether she sells for both her ketubah and mizonot. We were talking about where she's selling for both. We mentioned there was machloket later whether she has a right to sell for mizonot shelo bebeit din only for her ketubah. But in any event, it isn't exactly clear how it is that she would be mocheret. We didn't give any guidelines. It certainly doesn't mean she could sell everything and say, well, you know, I got to insure my mizonot for the next 100 years. I'm only 20, after all. And a young widow, so she's going to sell now every last piece of property he's got and then claim she's got to save it to utilize for mizonot. So Kate said mocheret. What exactly do we mean by mocheret? I mean, how does it work? How much time? How is it paid out? Amrav Daniel Barav Katina, what we do is like this. She can sell because the norm is a person. Basically, we talk about whether it's in religious terms or in legal terms. We generally talk about yearly, annual expenses. We talk about the chok of an adam for the year. So she can sell. She can sell as much as she's going to need over the next 12 months. But the buyer does not have a right to pay it out to her on the spot. Because what happens if in the middle of that time she ends up getting married or something? And that means that all that money is going to be due to the yitomim. So we're sort of caught in a bind a little bit because we let her sell too much. So then they're going to go down chase her to try to get the money back. So what we do is like this. Let her indeed sell a year because that's normal that people consider expenses for the year. However, what we do is we tell the lokeach, you only pay back once a month. Give her what her needs are for the coming month. That way, the most that we're going to get caught with is less than a month that the yitomim are going to have to recover. If she goes and gets married, you just simply give the money that you sold it for to the yitomim directly and forget about her. Reviewed on there, a year is a little bit unnecessary. Let her be mocheret l'shisha chodashim, and then lokeach mefaneh sota achat v'shloshim yom. Tani kavasi d'ravuna that a year is the correct figure. It says in the Braita b'feirush, mocheret l'shnim esach chodesh, v'lokeach mefaneh sachat v'shloshim yom. However, there's also a Braita like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani kavasi d'Rabbi Yehuda, mocheret l'shisha chodashim, v'lokeach mefaneh sachat v'shloshim yom. Omer ha-meimar, halach ha-lamaisa, halach ha-yilkata, mocheret l'shisha chodashim, are we there to ignore Ravuna under any and all circumstances? Or are there times where maybe it would be correct for her to insure herself for the next 12 months? Never heard of it. I don't see any grounds for allowing a woman to social love if they baked in for the next 12 months. Things are liable to change. Now this is very, very reminiscent of a question that we had in the previous paragraph. Indeed, it's so reminiscent that Tosfos is bothered by the fact that we don't bring a raya from what we're about to learn. And we'll discuss the difference in a moment. What would be the din of an almana who indeed sells, runs out of money to collect her ketuvah, but she sold it all for mizonot, but now she's got a great idea. She can go to the same people she sold it for mizonot and present her ketuvah with a lien on that very property and collect it. And we had, of course, this was one of the big Rami Bar Choma Rabba discussions in the previous parak, whether you're allowed to put on a different hat. And the other case was you sold without achrayut. Whether that means that you yourself could go be torah of the very thing that you sold. To which Rabba said, that's crazy. Even if he says without achrayut, but certainly the achrayut on himself is makabel. That he himself is not going to go to cheat you out of the very thing that he took for his thing. I'm not guaranteeing, but that guaranteeing doesn't mean that I'm not going to simply turn around now, put on another hat and take it. I mean, that's beyond guarantees. Yeah, I mean, that's almost fraud. That's what it's all. Here, he seems to be asking the same question. Tosfos explains this isn't really the same question. Because over there he said, Beferush, I'm selling it to you without achrayut. Now, I certainly could think that Beferush without achrayut is a little bit more intense. I am telling you. Not because the circumstances indicate that I wouldn't be a very nice guy. I'm telling you right now, I do not intend to reimburse you. That's the point. So, I mean, then, all right, then, that's what you bought. Then you bought a pig and a poke, basically, as the Gemara calls it. A package all covered with strings that you can't open up, right? So the question over here is, before we get to that point, the person says, the Feirush, I didn't accept achrayut. What would be the halacha over here? And what's the question? The question is whether that's going to do any good. Basically, when she sells. I mean, so she's guaranteeing the sale like any other sale. But who's got to pay for the guarantee? In other words, if she's torefet, but she sold with an achrayut, so he'll say, okay, go be torefet. Want me to take it out of this pocket or put it into my other pocket? Because anyway, I'm coming back to you for the guarantee, silly. Where's your brains? But if we all do Rav Yosef says that even though she sells with achrayut, who's really responsible? The ultimate guarantor of the yitomim, because they are the loan against them. So no, we bypass her completely and go directly to the yitomim, says Rav Yosef with the achrayut. So now she's got a great deal. She couldn't collect directly from the yitomim. because there's nothing left. If she collects from Meshubadim, she's undoing her own self. But so what? Even though she undoes her own self, this guy's going to go and collect from the Yatobi, because the guarantee is against the Yatobi. So therefore, I'm asking you, can she do that or not? So this you could see. It's a completely different question than we raised earlier. So what we're asking, essentially, is based on Rav Yosef. Dom Rav Yosef. Our malta is up. If an almanah sells, and then it turns out that there are debts against that sale, achrayut ayatmi. The achrayut is really a chov against the estate. And therefore, beidina, where you have a beidin that is selling for dezavin, is also achrayut ayatmi. So now my question is, since that's true, my kiva da achrayut ayatmi, since lemaisa, if now she would go ahead and collect from the very lekuchot that she sold to, she basically achieves collection, because now they will go and take it from the Yatomim. So do we say, Tarfa, or perhaps the buyer can say to her, now just hold on one second over here. You accepted, I understand, no achrayut personally for somebody who was going to go and be toref this from me. For that, I would need to go to the estate. Albeit, that's true, but not when it comes to you yourself causing me that loss. I think that's rather outrageous. That means I'm being used. Never bothered with that understanding. Even an understanding that the achrayut is chal on the Yatomim, nobody's going to think you're going to turn around, put on that other hat now, and be terrified for your ketuvah. I'm sorry. So, matzi amrila, nihida achrayut, the amalo kibilet luich. You didn't accept somebody else's terrified the sada, that's not your problem. But the nafshech, milo kibilet kibalet. Didn't you not accept responsibility that you're not going to be the one to be mafsid the lakuach? Of course. That's inherent in such a sale. A sale means I will not turn around with another hat. That's what it means. As far as the other question of Rami Bar Chaim in the previous parak, how about if you beferish say, but I'm warning you, no responsibility for this deal. Now you've got to start thinking to yourself, perhaps, says Rami Bar Chaim, when a guy says that, maybe I better not buy a pig in a poke. Okay, so if you went ahead, then that's what you accepted upon it. Even there, Rabbi says, okay, but stop, can they talk to me? That's fraud. So even that you can't do. Okay, but that you can see that we need to do this in steps, yeah? Omar Lay. So he asked, what's true? Do we say this? Or can we say, look, she never guaranteed that she's not going to do that. Omar Lay, I'll prove it to you. Tanitua. It's mamish our Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah say? Mocheret v'olechet akte k'tuvata. It says she can continue to sell, basically, until she gets down to the value of the ketuvah. Then she better leave the ketuvah, because where's she going to collect her ketuvah? So she should have something to rely on for her ketuvah. And that semechla, the remainder property that she didn't sell for the mezonot, that becomes her semech, the thing that she can rely on. She'll now use the remaining property, which exactly equals what her ketuvah is worth. So now she knows that she's not undoing her own rights of collection. No. So what's that telling you? It's telling you, Shmamina Shira in Lashira Lo, that she better darn well leave something over, because if not, where's she going to go collect? What do you mean? She's always got this brilliant date, so let her go collect directly from the people that she sold it for the Mizanot. So you see, for taking for granted that you cannot do that. That's your right. Says, you're not necessarily. Medilma Eitzatova Kamashmala. Maybe it's just an Eitzatova. I mean, it's not that legally you couldn't do it, but it sure doesn't make you a good reputation to be involved with. I mean, the guy who watched her handle for a ketuvah, who was considering marrying her now as a young widow, is going to have a lot of second thoughts about taking that kind of woman into the house. That's true. So maybe that way people will call her a kind of woman that's Adranita. She's a type of woman that always plays around and goes back on her word. Of course, there's the direct translation of Adranita, of course, is Chazirta. You translate Adranita into Hebrew. So anyway, maybe that's what it is. Maybe just an Eitz Tova. He says, well, it couldn't be an Eitz Tova. Because then why did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah should have just said, let her be govak to vatam and ashar. That's our Eitz Tova. Don't look around for any games. What are you putting in? And this should be semechla. What do you mean semechla? That's not the point. She doesn't have a worry legally that she needs something for security. She's got her security. The very property that she just sold. But we want to tell her, by the way, don't do that. It's not nice. So you better leave it over. Okay, so say so. But don't tell me I need a semech. Shema mina, indeed, it's an absolute. Shira, in lo shira lo, she does not have an option. And if she doesn't have this to collect from, she's not going to be able to collect. Iboilu, a general question that came up, which, yes, it is leaking. And it's not only leaking, it's leaking towards our recording device. And it's a good thing you spotted it. And you understand why this is happening. Cup can't take this kind of hot tea. It's looking for cold water.
I'm impressed.
This is truly very impressive. Thank you, dear President. So now our question in general, we're going to obviously bring it up here because it has implications from our Mishnah and to our Mishnah. Thank you very much. Questions like this. Somebody comes into court, or in front of Edom, doesn't need court, he's in front of Edom, and he indicates, this is the way he does understand, he indicates at the time that he's selling a field that he really doesn't want to sell, but he's got such a great opportunity now that he wants to invest this money. Okay. We, the court, goes and puts a guarantee on the sale. This could aid him, or just makes a contract with the society. And all of a sudden, the guy that promised him he was going to be able to invest in the business says, forget it, I got a better investor, I'm not interested. Now this poor guy, he loses both his fields. Now he's got a lot of cash, which has nothing to do with. What's he supposed to do? Can he come back and say, look, I didn't make it conditional, but I said I so much prefer not to sell. So is that something that allows me to say, look, it's like an umdana, you know I wouldn't have sold, I want my money back, I want my field back, and I'll give you your money back, or not? So, Zabin Vloik Srikal, ladies and gentlemen, Hadres Vin or Lo Hadres Vin? Do we view that as basically a condition close to a Mekach Tot? Now, it's not really a Mekach Tot, because a Mekach Tot is only where the information was at that time available, but you didn't have it. So, in other words, if the guy had changed his mind at that time, the telegram that was already sent, and they rang the bell, and you were in the bath, and you didn't open the door, that you could tell is a Mekach Tot, because the information is there. But over here, look, I mean, obviously we always know, I do something, there's always chances. You know, until everything is signed and sealed and delivered, you know, the fat lady hasn't signed, basically, so there's still, everything might change. So in this case, can it be hotter or not? Well, Tashma, I mean, we know there was such a Maisa. Duhu Gavir, does that mean our Lord of Papa? It actually happened to Rav Papa himself. Man sold land to Rav Papa. And he told him, you know, I really need these. I got this great deal on these really powerful shvarim that I need for my plowing. So I got myself SUV. Yeah. SUV. I got a great deal on an SUV. And then so he sells it. And it was so wasteful. In the end, he didn't need the money because the seller had changed his mind. And Rav Papa was very nice to him. The Adrin Yale gave him back the field. Didn't make any deal about it. So apparently he held Adrin Yale Rav Papa Lare, he must have held that he owes him the land. So, all right, well, maybe he's just being a nice guy. I mean, lots of people would do that. If they feel bad, somebody is sold, and then the last minute it turns out that they didn't even need the money, and they would never have done it. So Rav Papa Lare, Mishurat HaDin, and we're asking, not with Mishurat HaDin, but instead, morally, it may be a nice thing to do. Do you have to give him back the field or not? Well, Tashma, there was a Maisa, Batsor to David Menardo. There was a Batsoret in Menardo where there was a sudden, it turns out that actually what had happened was, everybody had assumed that the supply of food had dried up. So the prices of wheat were going through the roof, to the point where people had to sell their homes in order to survive. That's how bad it was. What had actually happened, as it turned out, the Gemara's Teretz, is the reason that they had suddenly been in this position, that there had been flooding upstream that had prevented the canal system from being used, and all of the boats had been diverted. So it took them a few extra weeks to deliver the wheat, but everybody assumed there wasn't going to be any wheat. So they all went. Anybody who didn't have enough money to provide for themselves, dozens of people went to sell their homes in order to be able to afford to eat. So Zavnir Lekuli Alma Lapadnayu Lesof Atuchiti. Now the Gemara doesn't know yet. The Gemara thinks Sof Atuchiti means that in the end it happened that somebody managed to get chiti. So Reb Nachman said, Dino Hudari Apadi Lamarayu. The halacha is that the whole thing, we cancel all sale. Says the Gemara, wait, that's not the case there. Over there was a true Mekach Ta'ut. You don't have the information. Hatam nami zvini b'ta'ut ave. That wasn't because it was an umdana. That was because it was a real Mekach Ta'ut. The Yiglai Milt, it turned out in the end, that at the time that they had sold, the boats were already on their way, and had been on their way to deliver the wheat. It's just that the arba bakule ave kaime. The boats had been diverted to a different canal because of flooding. So they couldn't negotiate the river. So therefore, it's a standard situation of Mekach Tot. I mean, everybody, had I known, I never would have sold. But that's something developed in the future.
But is that something outside of the sale?
It's okay, Mekach Tot to be outside of the sale.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't only mean this
so
is not what
I knew this, I would never have sold it.
It's clear that if I knew this, right. And not that if I would have known the future, if I knew the present, I wouldn't have sold. It doesn't only mean it, but it's a misrepresentation, which is the way it usually happens. you bought something that you, an animal you thought was kosher was really not kosher, that type of thing.
But it sort of leaves the buyer in the lurch from outside.
It says the Gemara, indeed. Yochi, I know the Yomeli, Rami Bar Shmuel, Rav Nachman Rashi learns this as follows. Aha, if that's the case, that would explain what Rami Bar Shmuel said to Rav Nachman. Because he said to Rav Nachman, how can you do this? Even if it would be correct according to the level of the letter of the law, but as Rabbi Yaakov just pointed out, it leaves the buyer in a lurch. Who's going to buy from them in the future? Nobody's interested in going through all the tsuris of negotiations and contracts and lawyers just to have a guy? Exactly. Well, it's mamash a case of one's burnt. So in gaining tzeit machshivam lati lavo, to which Rav Nachman responded, nah, otuko yuma batzurut ashlicha. What? What do you mean you'll be marshal them? I can be marshal them one day. You know how often these kind of things happen. I mean, normally people aren't going to be chashish for that. I mean, it's not something you got to worry about. To which he replied, Rami Bar Shmuel, Omalayin, what do you mean? That is something that is indeed common enough that you're marshal them. And it may well be that there will be a similar case in which the people will say, what, are we going to go and buy, and then it'll turn out that the boats were already on the way? Forget it. So what are they going to do for food? Under those circumstances, nobody's going to start up to buy from them. So from here, did you see, says Rashi, that it must be because of Mekach Ta'ut? Because if it's talking about, not a case of Mekach Ta'ut, but rather suddenly Chitim were airdropped by the U.S. Air Force. So they weren't expecting in Iraq at the time. They were expecting other loads. So I mean, over there, you're going to tell me that over there also, Azovin V'loitzchei L'Lazuzi, was the case that we were asking. So, I mean, that certainly, I mean, it'll show you, but all of a sudden something changes. I mean, that people don't expect. Tosfos says that's a ridiculous pirush. For the obvious reason. There's something crazy about it. What is Rashi saying over here? So therefore it's a proof that it must be Mekach Ta'ut. No, but kosher cane, I understand. You're saying that this particular case is Mekach Ta'ut, but you're saying that is something that people will be worried about. So that means necessarily that the other things don't exist. The other things exist, but they wouldn't be worried about it. But you're just saying, this happens all the time. How does that prove that if something would change, you wouldn't be able to be crazier? Tosfos has no idea what Rashi means. Yes?
How long can you reset it?
From the instant that you find out.
A week, a month later?
Whatever it takes, yeah. In other words, you sold it for an investment that you were going to make in a month. And you don't get the chance. And you can say, I never would have sold it.
Right.
At least that this is that sad.
And for how long?
Right,
a year later? I mean,
if it just happened a year later. On the spot. As soon as you find out, either you react or you don't react. You can't say it. If you just find out a year later,
When
you find out.
But you can't find out then a year later. Come
of course not. That's the moment you're quiet, and that's it. You accepted the situation. That's where there's a taina. So, I mean, basically, Tosfos understands it, the Rashbam understands it, that this Iyachi is not a confirmation. Oh, that explains the fact that's how Rashi learned it. Iyachi, on the contrary, is a kasha. In other words, if the idea over here, he said, Batsur de Benardo Mishkar Shkicha, right? That's the case. A case like this, what? Only Mekach Ta'ut? You're telling me that Batsurta means not Batsuret, but Batsuret where the boats were on their way and were caught in a flood. That's ridiculous, because that's not Shkicha. So it can't be, therefore, that he's talking about the normal cases. That would be, that's why he's asking as a question. All right, so in other words, if you're going to tell me that any case of Zavim Velech Lezuze, that is Shkicha, because that can happen. Put together all possibilities. Right? I mean, that's the classic, what's his name? The guy who wrote the... Yeah, I'm telling you, my memory's not failing me. The mathematician wrote all those cute, used to write the monthly column in Martin Gardner. Right? So that's what he points out about all these wild coincidences that happen, and people are always hashgachaing it up and so on. Is that basically, if you have an infinite number of things that could be the coincidences, it's almost impossible for there not to be a coincidence. If you tell me this is the particular thing I'm looking for today, I want this coincidence, then you're 100% right. But if something happens, it could have been anything. Of course there's a coincidence. What are the chances you'll go through a day of life without a coincidence? It's a whole different, it's like the Bible codes. Tell me before, don't tell me yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I mean, if that's the case, you're going to say all these possibilities. If Chazor doesn't happen, it could, of course, it could happen. Mehilchata. Now, Alokhalamai says, Zavim v'litzchei l'zuzei, hadrei zvinei. That indeed, if somebody had sold and he had made it clear that this was the purpose of the sale would in fact be chayzer even without a mekach tovot.
So the Heilige Mishnah.
I see that you're really tired from taking all of our rain on the mountaintop this morning.
No, it's just that.
It's the hollow that does it.
Blame it on the drugs.
The holiday. The holiday.
The holiday. It is, holiday. It is overwhelming. Almona. So now, coming to the question of the Nafkamina about sales for ketuvot or sales for mizonot. So, Albana bein mina irusin, bein mina nisuin, mocheret shelo bebeti. She can sell either, if she's from the Erisin, where she does not have mizonot, obviously, she only has the ikra ketuva, or from the suin, where if her husband dies, she does get mizonot, she can sell shelo bebetin in either case. Rabbi Shimon Omer, oh, no. You can only sell shalom bebedin where you have mizonot, because over there we are trying to make sure that she isn't stuck, as we said earlier, the nafkamina. So amana mina nesuin, she can be bocheret shalom bebedin, because over there she's collecting mizonot. And for mizonot, we allow her to sell what she's supposed to do. Here she is, ran out of food. The bakolet's no longer agreeing to extend her credit because her husband's dead. They don't know where they're going to get the money from. And she now goes to the court, and they put her on a roster. We'll see you in 3 months. While she's dead and buried and rotting from not having anything to eat for the past 3 months. But what is this supposed to mean? So obviously she's able to sell for food, but why should she be able to sell to collect her ketuvah? Let her go to court like any normal human being. So therefore, if someone min ha'eris, if she's not one min ha'eris, why should she sell? Lo tim kaila be'beit din, she should go through proper channels to sell, where the court will do it properly. So mipnei she'en l'mizonot, if she's min ha'eris, she has no mizonot. V'kol she'en l'mizonot, lo tim kaila be'beit din. Now that sounds very repetitious, that last line. What do you have to say? We're going to see that we're actually going to use it to be mendaic and important halach. So you're saying wherever there are no mizonot, then she has to go through channels in order to sell. All right. So bishlam amina nisuin mishum mizone. By the way, you should just know there is a shita among the rishonim that holds that Rabbi Shimon is made that if it's mina nisuin and she is given rights to sell, she can indeed sell even for a ketuvah. But where she isn't given the rights to sell at all, then she can't collect either. But the pashtus is the way we learned it Dalek Rashi. If she's going to be collecting for a ketuvah, she's not given this. She can wait. She's collecting for mizonot. She's not expected to starve until they get around to hearing her kids. You can imagine here in Israel what would happen. I mean, we would bring in her great-grandchildren for a memorial for her, starve to death while we waited to decide. So, bishlam amin asuin nisuin, mishum mizonot. Okay, understand. She's an amon amin asuin. We allow her to sell for mizonot. Because we're desperate. But, mina erusin. Explain to me, b'chlav, what's the sivora of the Tanakhama that say that a woman doesn't have to go to Beit Din? Why shouldn't she go to Beit Din? Well, we're going to have this after all. My time. Omar Ula Mishum China. Remember, women in moments of sanity realize you've got to be crazy to get married. So, therefore, they have to have some kind of thing to hold on to.
Women in moments of sanity.
Oh, at the moments. So, in those moments, when they can think it through, they need to find an excuse. And why might it make sense to get married after all? So therefore, we give them a little thing to hold on to, which is china. We want men to appear in their eyes as ultimately caring about women. So therefore, even though they think to themselves, men don't know how to care about women at all, but then they think, yes, but just imagine cases that I've heard of, my dear friend who was widowed at a young age, and there she was, she didn't have to go to court even, they provided for her. It's clear that there's a strong prejudice in favor of women. Maybe deep down they do care about women. So that's called chino, right? So we want the men to be appreciated by women. So then the moments of sanity rapidly pass, and there she is back again, believing that she can go down to the chuppah with a big smile and have a happy life. So this new series, tell me about this marvelous series of this woman in Botswana, number one ladies detective agency. Absolutely stunning. There's so many insights to this. This element of chino and marriage and so on over there really is polite. But it's clear what you're going to be treated as. So, okay, so we do it for chinah. You know, chinah, I mean, there's no real good excuse for us to say a woman should have a right to sell without going to Beit Din. But big is we have all these general takanot of the way that we want relationships between the sexes to proceed in order to encourage marriage. This is one of them. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not mishum chinah. It's because we understand that the da'at of the individual who wrote the ketuvah indeed is that she should be able to collect. He wants to give it to her so that she does not have to go through hell to collect. Now, is there a practical difference between the two? Absolutely. Might be now. It could be now. Grusha? How about if it didn't end in death? It ended in divorce? So what, the guy's going to be thinking, well, if I divorce her, I don't want her to have to go through the courts. Are you kidding? I'm going to drag her through the courts. So if that's the situation, so clearly if it's Mishum Chino, okay? I mean, women have to know. You know what? They even protect women in cases of divorce. So then they'll be willing to get married. But, I mean, as far as a guy not wanting his wife to go to court, certainly a grusha, he doesn't mind if she goes to court. So, liman the amar Mishum Chino, according to Ula Sfar, that we're doing, giving women this right in order to persuade them that we are basically strongly in favor of women's rights. So then, grusha nami boy chena. Obviously, it's exactly the same if she's a grusha. But liman the amar pishena, amar tzeh, she titpazeh, she tove bedin, and it's up to him in the way he wanted to think, what he was thinking when he writes the ketubah. Obviously, a grusha lo yichpat like. What does he care if he drags his grusha through the court? Now, getting to our Mishnah, it's none. Ugrusha lo timkor ela bebeit din. We'll see later on. So the grusha can only sell in beit din. Now, if you're telling me, I understand that the difference between the grusha and the almana is that the grusha lo yichpat like. What does he care if his grusha goes through problems getting the money? But the man, yamre bishum chila, what's enough to mean if it's a grusha or an almana? We're trying to persuade women that women are well protected, that we're not misogynists, that it's all lies. They really care about women. So if she's a grusha, why shouldn't we do exactly the same thing? Our money, Rabbi Shimon. No, that's not a problem. This is going according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds bechlai. He obviously doesn't hold a chayin because he holds even an almana, min harison, cannot collect for right. Why not? I mean, what about chayin? Because over there, I mean, there's no rights to collection. There's no rights to collection. So a grusha certainly doesn't have mizonot. But we don't even get to the point. You don't have the right to collect because there's no. You're only collecting from mizonot anyway. That was his whole point. So a grusha certainly doesn't have mizonot. At least in those days. It's interesting, the assumption. Huh? The grusha is the one who walks through everything. I mean, he's lucky to have a room left. So.
Divorce therapy? No. She comes with all the Ken stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. So if that's the case, if it's Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem. So what do you mean if it's Rabbi Shimon, there's no problem? We already know that they're not looking at Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah began. Hotana Lereshim. Mina Erisin, Lo Timkor, because she doesn't have mizonot. So the grusha doesn't have mizonot, obviously is included. No, it's not true. Because Ma'alatei Ma'amana Min Erisin, the Lord of Ishchein Dida. People will look at this and say, well, what do you expect? I mean, she's supposed to collect, but basically it was a promise for the future. They weren't even man and wife yet. They never consummated the marriage. I mean, we understand that he's not expected to care on that level yet. But had she been married, then they would have taken good care of her. So that's not going to be a violation of chen. People will say it's because she herself wasn't zeichet the chen in his eyes because they hadn't yet lived together. Ava grusha. Grusha, but she's been living with this guy for 20 years. All of a sudden he's cutting her out of half of the photographs. And now she's not being treated properly and she's got to go through hell to get her money? So over there, Novish Chendida, Emeti Boichay. Maybe Rip Shimon would be made in such a case. Hold on a minute. I was only talking about the case of the Almanam and Erison. Maybe over here indeed, Tiboichay. No. Read Rip Shimon again very carefully, as we pointed out when we read it in the Mishnah. Anami Tanina. Why did Rip Shimon repeat, Kol She'en Lam Mizon? What do you mean, Kol She'en Lam Mizon? He just said, Biplay She'en Lam Mizon. So you have to throw in, V'chol She'en Lam Mizon. Who is the extra person? The Grusha, obviously. But Rabbi Shimon is telling you straight out, I'm telling you, anybody that doesn't have mizonot, I think she's an almana, because she's an almana menarison, and don't think I mean that because people won't expect her to be treated properly. Even a grusha, since ain't a mizonot, has no ability to collect, not out of channels. So, I mean, I guess, what else could it mean? My love, la tuya grusha, the chore is coming to tell me that if she's a grusha, and she's mamish a grusha menanisun, where we do have expectations of chen, then ain't inami, she would be not paid up. Look, I mean, out of channels. See, but not necessarily. Maybe Kol She'en Lam Mizonot is referring to a case of a Megureshet, the Eina Megureshet, where we have basically a suffix in the Gerushin, and the din over there is that in order to avoid the kind of problems that come up with blackmails for Ketuvah, I mean, for a get, like they do nowadays, the Rabbanan put into place a very simple provision. You don't give a get, you continue to pay.
Into
something. Oh, you have to continue to care for her. As if she's your wife, all of the dinim. You're going to continue to take care of her. So make up your mind. You want to continue to take care of her, or you want to divorce her. But you can't leave her in a state of limbo. Oh, Suffolk Court, I'm not going to buy this. Send her another get, the heck with it. But I need to get married. Really? Do you? Well, it might cost you a bit. This is what happens nowadays. So they said, okay, so you'll support her then. And the case over here is where she is, a Megoresha ve'en a Megoresha. And the Chiddush is that this is an absolute side point. It has nothing to do with the Iker idea that she's not allowed to sell unless she goes through channels. You're right. I know that already. I know that case from the Almana. It's not adding a Chiddush in that. It's adding an absolute, what appear to be out of left field Chiddush, which is just Agaburche. That a case of Megoresha ve'en a Megoresha. Case of a Suffolk get. He threw her in the get. They said, you got to give her a get. He said, okay, I'll give her a get. He throws her the get. It lands right in the middle. Now we have a Suffolk Korov Lo, Suffolk Korov Lo. They say, so give it to her again. I gave her already once. What do you mean? Was it Suffolk? That's your problem. Measure better. I'm out of here. So it's such a case where they made in din. The halacha over there is that they made this din that he has to give mizonot. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that's true, but not from the Yatomim. It's true that he has to provide for her as long as he is alive to give her the get. But once he dies, it doesn't make any sense to make that provision against the Yatomim. They can't give her a get. So they're always going to, maybe she was Megoresha before and she wasn't supposed to get Mizonot. Go prove your word Megoresha. We'll give you a Mizonot. So they certainly don't have to give her Mizonot. Comes along the Mishnah, say, Kol She'enam Mizonot, meaning even a woman had been getting Mizonot for the past 20 years from her absolutely stubborn as a donkey husband. When he dies, she no longer, Kol She'enam Mizonot, cannot collect unless she goes to Beis Din. Of course, this doesn't collect at all. It's not really connected to the other issue. I mean, obviously, there's nothing to collect. But it's that Kol that tells me this side point of a Chiddush. And by the way, that would be the thing. And this is all a Chiddush al ibn Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Zerah. Rabbi Zerah. Kol makom shamlu begoreshet. Ibn Gureshet. Wherever we have a suffix, then the Baal is chayav b'mizonotah. But not the Yatomim. That's what he's coming to say. Toshma. Okay, let me see if I can bring you a raya from the following. Kishem shemocheret shelo bebeitin. Kach yorshea yorshek tuvata mochrim shelo bebeitin. Now let's analyze that in terms of a machloket that we just had between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. Is the reason that she can sell outside of Beit Din because of Chayin, or is it because Adam Rotzeh Shelo Tidbazeh? So now, Vishlem Milman Yom Lefisha Ein Adam Rotzeh She Tidbazeh Ishto Beit Din. So it's understandable that a guy should say, look, I mean, it's not only my wife that I don't want to drag through the mud, I don't want to drag the children through the mud, which is very common. People say, no, what the heck with it? Don't want to bring the kids into court, don't want to make a big fuss over it. So, he doesn't want this to have to come to court. But the iman, the omer, bishum china, what kind of chen is it when it comes to the yorshim? My chen ika? I mean, is there really an issue of chen? I mean, the people, women, what are they going to say? They're going to say, look how men treat women. These aren't women. Men treat people terribly. That's not doing me. Men treat women terribly. So therefore, there's no chen issue. Tirgamo Ula, so Ula said, there is a problem. Because it's talking about Kigon Shirashta Bita or Achota. The case over here is where the Yoresh is not the Yoresh of men. The Yoresh over here is talking about of women. It's her own daughter, let's say, who's gonna be the Yoresh. Or it's her own sister. Now a woman, when she looks at a sister being dragged to the mud, then we got chayin issues. This is how they treat women. Over there, so it does make sense in that case. Zogt.
Zogt the Heilige Mishnah.
Mochrak tuvata umiktzata. Let's say now that she sells the ktuva, or she sells part of the ktuva, or mishkena ktuvata. She takes out a loan and she makes the ktuva. She pawns her ktuva, basically. Umiktzata, but part of her ktuva. Or she gives her ktuva away as a gift to somebody else, or part of her ktuva away. Lotim karta shalom bebeitin. At that point, forget about it. She cannot sell. Apparently, the meaning over here is that since Aliyah but Rabbi Shimon, she can only sell for Mizonot. So over here, she already went to collect her ketuvah or to take advantage of her ketuvah. She loses Mizonot. Since she loses Mizonot, no more selling. Because, I mean, I said, if you don't have Mizonot, you don't sell. Lo tibkar tashar elo bebeitin. V'chachomim yomrim. V'chachomim on the other hand say, why? As long as she doesn't finish up her ketuvah, you still owe her money, so then she still gets mizonot. And she could continue to be mocheret l'mizonot, shelo bebeit din, but she should write v'kotevet l'mizonot machart, as we saw earlier. This we understand as an Eitzah Tova. That's the most you could say. Don't get known to be a woman who has such high maintenance needs that nobody's going to want to marry you. Make it clear that what it is that you're writing. So if she is indeed selling l'mizonot, so she has to write l'mizonot. Because otherwise it'll be evident. Because we want her to be able to write l'ketuvati machart. These were the words, of course, that we just analyzed a moment ago when we were discussing what the din would be about chen or about not being toreach in beit. Says the Gemara, Matnitimani, Rabbi Shimini. Now this is a little bit of a strange Gemara because it's confusing. Rabbi Shimon, there's two issues that are involved. One issue is the fact that you don't have mizonot means that you can't sell shelo b'beit din. Now that itself was only Rabbi Shimon's sheet, right? Isn't that so? In the previous mission? Hello, come in, Earth. Oh, boop, boop, boop. he's back. Once again, we had in the previous mission a machloket about whether a woman can sell for her ketubah shelo b'beit din or only for mizonot shelo b'beit din. So Rabbi Shimon said, look, if there's no mizonot, what is she selling? Let her go through regular channels. Why sell her ketubah? Fine. The Rabbanan argued. This Mishnah begins with halacha, in which if a woman has already sold part of her ketubah, she can't sell shelo b'beit din. Now there's only one possible explanation for that. What does selling for the ketubah have to do with anything? Unless it means that she has no mizonot, which is itself a kiddush. What? Just because I collected part of my ketubah means I have no mizonot? That's one issue. Okay, now that I have no mizonot, how about my selling for the rest of my debt? For my ketubah, I only sold part of it. No, that's Rabbi Shimon. You can't sell unless you're collecting mizonot. So there's two completely separate issues here. First of all, the issue is a mocheret chatziya ketubah also going to lose mizonot, or only if she collects her whole ketubah? That's one issue. Completely aside from that, and let us say for a moment that indeed she would lose mizonot, would that mean that she can't sell for the rest of her ketubah with the beit din? That's another issue, which seems to revolve around the previous mission. The Gemara now is going to bring a raya. Wow, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Shimon. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon holds that if you sold half of your ketubah, you lose mizonot. So Tosfos, what do you mean? But obviously the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, because for some reason it's saying you can't collect. According to Rabbanan, even if you didn't have mizonot, you could still collect your ketubah. So what do we need to go around the back door to figure out that this is Rabbi Shimon? The other Rabbi Shimon. We already know that it's Rabbi Shimon based on the first assumed point. So therefore, Tosfos says, look, it could be that in this Mishnah, the Chachamim also would agree that she cannot be mocheret if it wouldn't be for mizonot. This is not the Chachamim, but maybe this is just a separate machloket. And it's a factual machloket. Does a woman who sells part of her ketubah lose mizonot or not? If she does, then we agree with you. She can't be mocheret shelo b'beit din. If she doesn't, then you would agree with us that she can. So we would therefore only be arguing about this particular point. And that would be the way to understand the end of the Mishnah too. Afilu arba'a v'chamisha pa'amim means as long as she's still collecting mizonot. That's all that it would mean. So therefore we come to prove that the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who holds that miktzat ha'ketuvah, sell, gift, or pawning, loses you your mizonot. Because you're already basically out of the estate. You're saying, I want out. So now it's just a matter of time till you get the rest of your money out. So matniti money, Rabbi Shimoni, the Tanya. Machra ketuvata, mishkina ketuvata, asta ketuvata potiki la'acher, ein la mizonot, so says the Tanakam. Rabbi Shimon says, what are you telling me, her ketuvah? And how about half of her ketuvah? Even if only be half of her ketuvah, avda mizonotecha. Oh, so in other words, you're now telling me, lameimra, the Rabbi Shimon said, lo amre, miktzat kesef kekol kesef, Rabbanan savre amre, miktzat kesef kekol kesef. In other words, let's bring it down now to its most abstract form of stating the principle. The principle is that when something is partially extant, it's not the equivalent of the entirety. That's what you're saying. The debt to be repaid for a ketuvah is partially extant. So Rabbi Shimon is saying, well, that's not the same as the whole thing. And therefore we don't look at it as the extant loan or whatever it is. But that's a principle of law that should apply across the board. Because that's really the abstraction behind it. The Gemara is about to make an incredible leap. So if this is true about money, wouldn't it be true about betulim? Some betulim either are or are not the same as all of them.
We actually saw that.
Yeah, but certainly we wouldn't have put it into the terms of an abstraction about whether the partial thing is like the whole thing. I mean, that's a little bit, that's like being half pregnant, sort of. But in this case, actually, it makes sense. Yes, the Gemara, but if that's the abstraction, is it not true that Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim stake out completely opposite positions when it comes to the issue of whom is a Kohen Gadol marrying? So remember, Kohen Gadol can only marry Vuhu Isha Bivetulei HaYikach. What does it mean when you say Yishabim Tulei HaYikam? So, the Tanakama, there was Rabbi Meir, That means Prakma Bogeret. Shekalo Bitulea, Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon are Machshirin Bibogeret. So Rebbe Shimon over there is saying, look, it's true that an older girl doesn't have much Bitulim to brag about. She's already basically older, skin is worn through. There's not going to necessarily be much of a Bitulim that is going to impress the geisha chaser. But here, Rebbe Shimon is saying that Miktzat is just as good as the whole thing. So if she's a Bogeret, so even though she's sort of worn down, nonetheless, she's considered to be a Betula. And it's Rebbe Meir in the Tanakhama that it says the opposite. Now, how do you explain that? So I explain it by having nothing to do with what we were talking about. How to be Kroyklig, it's a completely different issue over there. It's a question of how to understand a Pasuk. Rebbe Meir says, look, suppose the Pasuk would not have said Betulea. Or Bibetulea. I mean, you must admit, it's a rather strange twist of phrase. Bibetulea. A woman in her virginity. What is this, Pentagonese? Say, he should marry a virgin. What do you mean, a woman in her virginity?
Pentagonese.
Well, that's what it is, right? People carrying vehicles. So, which actually, believe it or not, was first in the Septuagint. That was in the Targum HaShivim, people carrying vehicles. Where it said, because it says they didn't want to translate the Halakha Mor, make sure they only had a Hamor. So they wrote, he put it on people transport vehicles, which might have meant spaceships. I mean, who knows? It could have been really advanced. But the original Pentagonese is back there in the Targum HaShivim. Now, this was, you know, this was a classic example that they used a Pentagonese. I'm just not picking out of a hat. When they were making fun, this is one of the examples that they used people transport vehicles, for God's sake, right? A truck or whatever it is. Right? I mean, obviously, they were trying to make an entire set of trucks, cars, Hummers, and so on and so forth. Right? But Lamaisa, people always ready to take things out of context. But it just struck me. It's Mamashad Targum HaShivim. So, in any event, over there, the Torah is using a very strange language. Instead of writing the word Betula, it has to add a different word, Beis, Bibetula. And of course, I wouldn't make it. It's a Bibetuleha. What is that for? So, therefore, Rebbe Meir says like this. Had it written the word Betula, so then fine, Betula is Betula, Filo Miktzat Betuli. Whatever, then we would have agreed with you. We would have said, as long as there's some Betula there, that's our general position, what is left of a thing is basically still that thing. And here too, it's the same thing. What's left of it alone? Same thing. Now, you then go ahead and Betulea. You say, no, we're insisting on the whole deal. That would mean Adika Kula Betuli. Now we're saying we want more than just a Betula. We want a woman in the full glory of her betulim. So now we're telling you, don't look for miktzat betulim. And then when it says bivetule, huh? There it's stressing with the bait that it needs to be bikedarka, but in shelo kedarka. If you're talking about over here, she's not virginous, but she's a virgin. So she has been sleeping around, but not in a way that will affect her betulim. That doesn't count. It's bivetule. We are only makpid on things that go through bitulim, bivetuleah. You want to punch out her bitulim, then you got a problem. But if she's been carrying on in other ways, so then that's not going to affect her. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, they say, no, let's start with the other contention. A bitula is mashma shleima, because miktzat is not equivalent to the whole thing. So it's the full monty or nothing. So therefore, over here, if she says bitulea, then it's telling you the opposite thing. No. We don't want you to rely on those initial assumptions. Actually, over here, as long as there's some bitulim left, that would be fine. Bivetuleha, but bivetuleha, which stresses it, that you call bituleha kayami, all of her virginous attitudes should be there, not only her skin. So, bein kidarka, bein shelo kidarka. Okay, that's a separate question. That's because the Torah went out of its way to put you into position. They need to be Dorishi's extra words. But if you're telling me, as far as the principle, about whether miktzat is kekula, on the contrary, this is entirely consistent with the way that we see it in our Mishnah here. Ketzad mocher. Tomer abdoni obor avikatino amr avonam bocheret achat v'shrem ezer chodesh v'loker v'farneis achat v'shol shimyon. That leaves off money to be paid back to the Yitomim in the event that it's not needed. Rebbe Yudomir mocheret l'shisha chodeshim v'loker v'farneis achat v'shol shimyon. Tanei gavazir avonam bocheret v'shnei mazar chodesh v'loker v'farneis achat v'shol shimyon.
What about Ravuna Mai? Never? Yes, never. Lord Shmili, Lord Shmili.
to the same lakuach for the ktuva. And what's the question? So not even the achrayot ayatme, she could say, look, I mean, now, you got a problem, go collect it in the yatomim. So she could be tarfa. It's very nice that need achrayot the alma lo kabila tuguach, but certainly this is fraudulent. Achrayot the nafsheh, milo kabuli kabila. Omar le, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah. Tenitua, mocheret volechet ad kidei ktuvata, v'semech la shtigvei ktuvata menashar. Nu, zishma amina, that she needs a semech la, which is the shairain. Lo shaira lo. Why? Til meitza tova kamashmala. Delo likr la hadranita. Im kain. Why does the Mishnah talk about a semech? Lit they go back to vata menashar. What's the semech business? Shma amina, that it's an actual absolute shairain. Bloshir alone, not an Ezetova. Iboilu, in general, if a person is Zobin, Veloit Strich Lezuse, is the Din Hadriz Vine or Lo Hadriz Vine? Tashma, the Ugavin is Zobin Arler of Papa, that Strich Lezuse, the Mizbam Ture, the Sof Loit Strich Aleve Adrin Yale of Pobliare. No, if Papa is a very good man, he was maybe doing this with Mishrat Adinu Yavan. Tashma, the Ubatsur Tadavi Ben Ahardor, and Zabdinu Kulayamala Padnayu, the Sof Atuchite. Omalu Rav Nachman, well, then everybody gets their poses back. Dinu Dadriya Padni Lamarayu. Hotam Nami wasn't talking about stomach cases. He's talking about a Mekach Tawud. Zvini B'Tawud Havi. The Gloy Milta, at the same time that they were selling their fields, the Arva B'Akula Yavikami. Yoki Anad Omalu Rami Bashmul Rav Nachman. Im Kenin Tzeta Makshilan Latid Lavo. Rashi Tosus learns, or Rashi learns, Yachi Anid Amalai Rishwoba, Lurim Nachman, Imkein, that explains why, Nimzeta Makshalati Lavo, to which he said, Otoko, Yuma Batsurta Shricha, and he responded, oh yes indeed, Batsurta Banados Mishka Shricha. The Hilkatayans, Zabel Ritzkale Zuse, Adres Vine. Aman, Bein Mine Rosin, Bein Mine Nesuin, Shike Bimokheret, because she bochered for ktuva also, which an almanim and erusin has, shalom bevetin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, min adusin bochered because she has mezonot, but shalom bevetin. But min erusin lotim koil bevetin, and they shayla mezonot, v'chol shayla mezonot lotim koil bevetin. So now, bishlama min adusin, I understand why it's important for us to let her sell. Mishum mezoni, where we expect her to starve. But Minaerison, why should we not ever go to court? My timer. Omar Ulam Ishubhina. Rabbi Yochanan Lefishen Adam Rotse, Shitit Bazay Shtobe Beddin. Practical difference between the two might be now. It may now, Grusha. Laman Yomar Mishubhina, Grusha Nami Borethain. Laman Yomar Lefishen Adam Rotse, Shitit Bazay Shtobe Beddin. Grusha Loich Patla. So tonight, Grusha, next Misha says, Grusha Lotim Koralo Beddin. So be shlomo the man the armor lefisha ain't adam rotzeh shetit bazei shtobe beit din the grusha obviously lo yichpatle but the man the armor b'shubchina what a grusha nami boy chen is exactly the same women are going to learn how men treat women they're all misogynists how money Rabbi Shimoni the odds beklal you don't collect without bezonot and the grusha has a bezonot Rabbi Shimon what do we need to repeat it otani l'resha min erasin lo timkor. And obviously, if she's a grusha, it's the same reason. No mizonot. Not necessarily. Ma'ar de tema amana mina erasin hu. Dolo nafish chendita. Avo grusha. Women are going to say, look at this. After 30 years of marriage, this is how he treats her. So nafish chendita. Ema tiboi che. No. I say, honami tanina narration. No. Kol she in la mizonot. And what did he think he's adding those words? I'll tell you mine. Lav la tiya grusha. No, not necessarily. Maybe in Latiyam the Gureshet, they ain't have a Gureshet. Kid Rabbi Zera. The Yom Rabbi Zera, Kom Makom Shamu the Gureshet, they ain't have a Gureshet, but it's a Sophic. It's a Sophic Kor of Law, Sophic Kor of Law. Ba'al Chayav Mizanote, until he's ready to give it again. Tashma, Kishem Shemokheret Shalom Bebetin, Kach Yorsheha Yorshe Ketuvata, Mohrim Shalom Bebetin. So Bishlam in the Mandyom Lefishein Adam Rotze Shtipazi Yishtobe Beitin, you could say that Kiecha the I lo nechle de Titpazi, Yorsha Nami lo nechle de Livze. But according to Mandyom Shiruchina, Shayach Yerusha, my Chenika, they're men. Tirgamahula, no, they're women. Tirgamah Shirashta Bita, or Achota. Machrak Ketuvata or Mikzata. Or Mishkanak Ketuvata or Mikzata. Or Natnak Ketuvata Lacher or Mikzata. That's enough to take away your rights from Mizanot, and therefore Lotim Karta Shayala Bebetim. V'chachamim Omrim, Mocheret Yafilo Abava Chamisha Pamim, Umocheret Mizanot Shalom Bebetim. But she should be careful to be kotevet. Now, matit in mani Rabbi Shimoni. Why do I say to Rabbi Shimon, maybe this is the sheet of a Tanakama who's moda that she can only sell from his own note? Because it says over here in Miksa Ktuvata, she doesn't have his own note. That's why. The Tanya Machra Ktuvata, Mishkana Ktuvata, Stak Ktuvata, Apotkele Acher, Ein la Mizono, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afa Pishalom Machra, Vlo Mishkana Ktuvata, La Machzita, she nonetheless is of the mizonotah. So now what you're telling me, Lameimra, Rav Shimon Tzavah, the law, I mean a mix of kesef, kukos, kesef, and the Rabbanu Tzavah, I mean a mix of kesef, kukos, kesef. The problem is that it's exactly the opposite of what they say elsewhere. Ha'ipcha shamin alohu, t'tanya v'hu isha b'ftuleha yikach, prat l'bogeret shekolo b'tuleha, the Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon are makshirim b'bogeret, obviously because whatever is left is good enough. So then here to whatever is left of the debt of her ketuvah is good enough? No. What a bekroyply gay. Rabbi Meir Savar indeed betula as a filomiksa betula. Then the pasuk comes along and says betuleha adika kula betula. Then you say yisha bivetuleha, which as Tosfos points out has a double meaning. Smack through her betulin. Not a figurative meaning. So the literal meaning would mean shalo kedarka lo. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon Savar. Betula would have meant shlema mashma. You add betulea, then you're telling me afilu miktzat betuli. You say bibetulea, it means in a state of virginity and virginous behavior, which is certainly ben kedarka, ben shalokedarka.